Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Vav Makos 6. In today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah is discussing a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6, where the verse states, Apishnayim edim oshlosha edim yumas hameis, that when it comes to convicting a defendant and executing the defendant for a terrible crime, that on the basis of two or three witnesses, the defendant shall be put to death. So the Mishnah is wondering, why does it need to say two or three witnesses? Presumably, if two witnesses are sufficient, then for sure three witnesses are sufficient. And so we're going to see in our Mishnah several different opinions about why it says in this verse, Al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim, on the basis of two or three witnesses. Says our Mishnah, why is this the case? So the Tanakhama, the first position of the Mishnah is lahakish shnayim o shlosha, to compare two witnesses to three witnesses, to teach us ma shlosha mezimin es hashnayim, just like three witnesses can make the first two witnesses who testified that the person was a murderer, that the defendant was a murderer, three witnesses can come along and disqualify those two witnesses. So too, we say the opposite, that af hashnayim yazomu es hashlosha. So too, two witnesses can come out and knock out the three witnesses who testify that the defendant was a murderer. Meaning, just like two witnesses, a second set of witnesses can be disqualified by three witnesses, so too, a second set of witnesses that are only two witnesses can disqualify the initial group of witnesses, which are only three witnesses. Because this is the principle of Edim. Two has the power, says our Mishnah, even of 100, afilu me'ah. And we learn this from the fact that the verse says, al pi shnayim edim, ushlosha edim. We see from here the power of two witnesses. That's the first approach of our Mishnah. Comes along Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, and he says, it tells us something else. Ma shnayim eino ne'erogin ad shiyu shnehem zomamin. Just like with respect to two witnesses who testify that a defendant is a murderer, and then we found out that one of those witnesses is an Eid Zomim, is a false witness, we do not execute that one witness until both of the witnesses are found to be false witnesses. So that's he says that's the principle. Just like we say, Mashnayim, just like two are not executed until both of them are found to be Zomimin, Av Shlosha in Nehrogin Achiyu Shloshtan Zomimin. So too, if there are three witnesses who testify that this defendant was a murderer, we do not execute these three false witnesses until all three of them are found to be Zomamin. And says our Mishnah, A third approach is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Lo ba hashlishi lahakel," that the third witness, unlike Rabbi Shimon, who says that the third witness is coming to say that we all the witnesses need to be convicted of being an Eid Zomim, or else they're not going to be able to be executed. Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. He says the third witness is not coming to make it more lenient, el hachmir alav, but it's coming to be more stringent and to say v'asos Dino Kayotze Be'elu, and it's coming to say that his rule is like the first two, like the rule of the first two witnesses, that even though the third witness's testimony was extraneous, it was not necessary. If three witnesses are testifying that the defendant was a murderer and they're testifying falsely, then even though the third witness, actually his testimony was not necessary because he came after the first two witnesses, nevertheless we're going to hold him liable because of the fact that since the first two witnesses are going to be convicted and they are found to be false witnesses, even though his testimony was not necessary, if he was also a false witness, we're also going to convict him. And Rabbi Akiva says a principle, im kein onash hakosav lanitbal ovrei avera ka'ovrei avera, if the Torah is going to look at somebody who's just an adjunct to a sinner, this third witness is just an adjunct, and we judge him like as though he did the main crime itself, how much more so, sheyishalim schar lanitbal ovrei mitzvah ka'osei mitzvah, how much more so will somebody who joins together for a mitzvah get the reward like somebody who actually does the mitzvah. And comes along our mission, continues and says, just like if there are two people, if one of them is found to be a relative or an invalid witness, the testimony is invalidated. So too, with respect to three. If we have three witnesses and one of them is found to be invalid, then all of them are invalid. So that's the position of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah. It comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, on top of Vav Amid Aleph, he says, when do we say this? By a capital crime. But by a monetary crime, even though you have more, if you have more than two witnesses and one of them is invalidated, we don't invalidate all the witnesses. Rebbe argues with Rebbe Yossi and says, no, he says, both by a capital crime and by a monetary crime, we say this principle that if, even if one of them is invalidated, all of the witnesses are invalidated. And but Rebbe qualifies it, and there's a dispute amongst different opinions whether or not Rebbe is arguing with Rebbe Yossi even on the second principle. Rebbe qualifies it and says that's only if they are warned, that all of the witnesses are warned together. But if they're not warned together, we're not going to invalidate the first two witnesses on the fact that the third witness, who might have been somebody they didn't even know, was found to be a disqualified witness. But going back to this idea that Rebbe Akiva says that if somebody who is joins together for a sin is going to receive all the punishment of the person who sinned, how much more so somebody who joins together for a reward, how much more will they join together in the mitzvah? And we know that a person who, for doing a reward, or Rashi says a person who receives 2,000 times the amount of reward for that, as though if somebody does something wrong. How do we get to this fact? 500 times the amount better. How do we get that? Because it says about somebody who does a good deed, you receive kindness from God for 2,000 years. That's 2,000 years. But somebody who does something bad, we say that they are shloshim val riveim, that you're punished for three or four generations. So therefore, we see that it's a multiplication of 500 times for each time you do a mitzvah versus the punishment for reward.